Hello, this is Michael Wiley, and I'm sitting in for Pam Stack today on Authors on the Air. And my guest is Reed Farrell Coleman with his brand new book, this terrific book, Sleepless City. Thanks for joining, Reed. You know, I sometimes wear wigs, but, you know, not mostly only around the house. You know, again, I've read this new book and I'm blown away by it. It's you know, it's such a wonderful book, and really in many ways it represents a departure for you, but it's also very recognizably your voice. People who love your books already are going to really, really love this one. You've written more than 30 novels now. The protagonist of this story is Nick Ryan, and including Nick, you have 5 major protagonists. What's different about Nick Ryan? You know, what is it that makes him new and fresh in Sleepless City? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, in some ways, as you are already suggesting, you know, he's recognizable both within, say, crime writing, crime fiction, and in relationship to your own work. You know, some of the tags that you're attaching to him and that make a lot of sense is that, you know, he's a guy who's, you know, has conflicted loyalties. You know, this divided soul. He's fighting his private war with his private code. You know, these are features that we recognize. But then you're giving us somebody who has a kind of a competence, you know, for all of those, both limitations and strengths. You know, do you see him as being an important kind of a character to have at this moment? You know, and I'm thinking this moment both in relationship to other crime fiction that's out there, but also just, you know, kind of where we are, you know, at this moment historically. I'm not getting political. I'm not getting, you know, into these kinds of discussions. But is there a reason why a figure like Nick Ryan, you know, again, I think especially of those divided loyalties at a moment in which we're seeing a lot of division, internally and kind of nationally in every other way? You know, is there a reason why this character is important for now? You know, what motivated you to write him? Sure. Yeah, and I'm going to emphasize for anybody listening who hasn't read the book yet, it's situations, plural, you know, because he faces ongoing, you know, as we love in our fiction, increasingly high stakes kind of situations. But go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, you handle that. You handle that really, really beautifully. And one of the ways that you handle it is, you know, this does not come across in any way as an ideologically bound book. You know, you have a guy who's navigating the world in which we live, right? You know, he's navigating exactly those situations where we know that there are bad situations that have to be dealt with one way or another. And he takes those on. Now that's a role that I think we have seen historically sometimes handled by somebody who is not, say, a cop. And it's most often it's going to be in the hands of, say, a private investigator. Now you, of course, are, you know, the winner, the four-time winner of Best Novel Seamus Award. You're somebody with a deep roots in private investigative writing. And here you've taken, of course, you've taken that, you know, that, and you've shifted into somebody who is tied in more deeply into institutional kinds of policing. That said, you know, he is still somebody, again, with all those conflicts, with all of those limitations and these types of things, he's somebody who we still recognize as having characteristics of, say, a private investigator, you know, somebody who, what, operates according to his own personal code, somebody who's willing to break the rules, the rules of the law, somebody who is deeply, deeply morally ambiguous, all of these kinds of characteristics. Can you talk a little bit more about your shift? And again, this is not, of course, your only time that you have not, you know, that you write a lot of characters who are not private investigators. But how do you see him fitting into that weird space between, say, the individual who's out there kind of playing the solitary person, taking care of problems that nobody else can, and his role as a policeman? Thoughts? That's right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, as you talk about the prince of the city, the dark prince of the city here, it calls attention to kind of the tradition of the person who is institutionally connected, but also is fighting crime. Again, not as somebody who's connected directly to the role of policing. You know, there's a bit of the Batman, there's a bit of the Superman, there's a bit of these kinds of figures. But one of the things that as you're pointing out, and as you're indicating, you know, he's doing a lot of the dirty work. You know, he's getting involved in some things that are not just, say, you know, fighting crime, but they're fighting crime sometimes through crime. They're fighting, you know, they're fighting some things that you know, we don't necessarily immediately sympathize with, and yet he's a deeply sympathetic character. This leads me to a question, and it's a two-part question, really, and it has to do with characterization. And you know, you've written some amazing characters over the years, and Nick Ryan is one of my favorite, Nick Ryan, and one of the things that there there you go, the. Yeah, and so I guess the first question, and this is of course about Nick, but it's also about the other characters you've written, is what makes a protagonist compelling? You've already talked about those weaknesses and those foibles, those things we get interested in, you know. But if there are features, a couple of features that make Nick a particularly compelling figure to you, or in general characters, you know, I'm interested in that. The other thing that we haven't talked about. And to a certain degree, there's not time to go into a whole lot of depth, is your secondary characters, many of those being really fascinating and important and interesting and a lot of fun to read. And so I'm curious about that secondary character as well. So any thoughts on characterization? Yes. Trouble is my middle name. There you go. Right. Sure. Sure. In their life. Yeah, we've had this conversation, and I agree. It's, you know, and so, you know, what is it? It's sometimes, you know, it's that particular detail. You know, there's something about the way that person walks that dog, you know, that, you know, even if nobody knows that it's an open window, it's a window into that life that we understand. That's a minor character. That's right. Right. Absolutely, yeah, and those are the characters who stick with us. You know, those are the they're not the scene stealers, but they're the ones who belong in the scene, and we recognize that there are complexities and their conflicts. You know, even if they don't shape the way that the major events are going to go, they're still there. Now we're almost out of time. I want to call attention just to two features, and you know, to just because I think that they're important to do, and I'm not sure if you have just a word or two on them or not, but one of them is that, again, this is set, you know, you mentioned Lee Child, you know, he's got the, you know, the, well, we've got Jack, who's wandering across the American, you know, the whole continent, right? We've got thrillers, you know, that are set sometimes in global environments, and this is a book that has, as you suggested, this has a character who has something in common with some of these characters, and yet absolutely distinct, and it's also a distinctly smaller, overall more urban, limited kind of a space, and I think that's really key to this book. So it's doing something that we've seen before. And then, of course, it's taking that plot, and you know, I'll just quickly comment that you say, you know, that one of the big hooks here, of course, is what happens. I'm sorry, when you're in trouble, you call 911. When the cops are in trouble, they call Nick Ryan, a wonderful line. But in some ways, the line that I love at least as much is this, which is, what happens when a man who knows all the city's secrets becomes a threat to both sides of the law? That's the heart of it, right? That's the heart. That's both the character and the world he goes into. Any thoughts on that? No, I'm not. I'm... The worlds apart, worlds apart. Right. Right. Well, it's a wonderful world that you build with a wonderful character and a really, really, vital story. I hope that everybody has a chance to visit it. You're going to be on the road, I know, in upcoming weeks. Wish you happy travels, and if you don't see Reed on the road, you can catch him on national what commercials and everything else. Any comments on your tour and the rollout as we wrap things up. Yeah. Well, best travels to everybody. I hope we'll turn to your book soon. Thanks, Reed. And again, this was Authors on the Air with Reed Farrell Coleman.